We know that Shavuos is the completion of something that begins from Pesach, the holiday of Pesach. The Torah tells us that Bnei Yisrael were in Egypt, and we went down. The expression is Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, is referred to as Govoya Mikol Arotzois, the highest of all the lands, and Mitzrayim, Egypt, is referred to as the lowest, the bottom, hitting rock bottom. And on a spiritual level, we went down to the 49th level of Tumah. Coming out of Egypt was through a procedure of 10 plagues, and the grand finale was Makas Bechoiros. Hashem said, till now, Paroi hasn't been impressed yet, but watch this. And the Torah tells us, Vayhi Bachatzi Halayla. It was at midnight, Vahashem Hiko Kol B'chor Beretz Mitzrayim. Hashem struck at all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt, Mibachor Paroi Hayeshev Al Kisai, from top to bottom, from Paroi's family, going all the way down to the simplest servant, everyone got it, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. We know that every word in the Torah has tremendous meaning. The fact that the pasuk begins Vayihi Bachatzi Halayla, this took place at midnight. And we know that in the Haggadah, in the Nusach Sfard version of the Haggadah, one of the important paragraphs at the end, towards the end of the Haggadah, begins with the words Vayihi Bachatzi Halayla. It was at midnight. And it lists a whole list of items, significant items in Jewish history, that all just so happened to take place at midnight. For example, most people, you ask them, when was World War I? And they'll tell you, in the early 1900s. But these people don't really know. They haven't studied their history. If you go back a few thousand years before that, World War I took place during the time of Avraham Avinu. The Torah says that there were 9 kings. Each one of them ruled over large, large units of people and countries. Each one of them was strong, powerful. But the Torah tells us that as strong as the 5 of them were, the other 4 were even stronger. And they decided to make world war. They decided to have it out. So all of these kings with all of these armies met in a certain place, and they had it out. And the Torah says that the 4 won. They succeeded in defeating the other 5 kings completely. And in addition to defeating those 5 kings, they just so happened to take Avram Avinu's nephew, Lot, as captive also. They also captured him. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain, the Sifrei Chassidus explain, that this world war, this major war with all of these people, what it was really all about was capturing the flag. To capture Lot, from whom was destined to come David HaMelech, from whom is destined to come Moshiach ben David, who comes from Rus HaMoaviah, who we're going to read about on the holiday of Shavuos. We know that Shavuos is the birthday and the yahrzeit of David HaMelech, King David. And that's what this world war was really all about. It was about capturing the nephew of Avram Avinu, whom the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Lot in Aramaic, Latya, means cursed. This Lot chose to live in a bad neighborhood. He picked Sodom out of all the places in the world to live. Borough Park, Johannesburg, all the different places you could choose to live. He chose to live in Sodom, among the worst Rishoim in the world. And in the end, Lot gets captured, and Avram Avinu hears about it, and Avram Avinu says, no deal. World war, no world war. My nephew is captive. I'm going to rescue him. 4 kings, 400 kings, who cares? Hashem's king. There's only one king I know. It's called Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloich. And Avram Avinu sets out to rescue Lot, and the Torah says, Vayecholek aleim halayla. The night split, again, midnight, and Avram Avinu goes and rescues Lot. 4 kings, no 4 kings. He saves Lot, saves him. This is one of the events that's defined there that took place at this midnight. And we find a whole list of events. And Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halacha speaks about this. The Torah is making a point that this concept of midnight is a very significant point that's being made, that this is the major salvations of Klal Yisrael and of the world just so happened to take place at midnight. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the first half of the night represents Midas Hadin. It's a time of judgment. It's a time when the Sitrachra, the Klipos, the forces of Tumah, are powerful and prevalent. But as soon as it becomes midnight, there's a major change that takes place in heaven, and it changes from Midas Hadin to Midas Harachmim, from judgment, harshness, negativity, to kindness. And the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about a certain period, the period called Chatzos, which extends from the moment of midnight, from the second, the exact second of midnight, when it begins with a major splash. That's the most important moment. And it continues, that blast of light continues for a period of 2 hours. And the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, all the Sifrei Kabbalah, many of the Sifrei Chassidus, and especially the Sforim of Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal, put a spotlight on this to make us realize and recognize that this is what's called prime time. These are the most important hours of the 24-hour period. These 2 hours are a special, special time when the gates of heaven are open more so than any other time during the day, when a person who is zoiche to be awake at that time and to be studying Torah or davening. It's a time that within those 2 hours, 10 minutes of those 2 hours could be worth more than 10 hours of the rest of the day. It's so special, so significant. And the yeshuas that can be achieved at that time are also awesome, incredible. So there's one issue of the timing, and there's another issue which many people always ask about. So is it okay for me to stay up? Because to go to sleep and wake up in the middle of the night, everybody knows that that's much more difficult than if I'm up like the average, normal, Western-cultured raised person who stays up till 12 at night, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, usually doing nothing or doing things that are harmful to themselves, their families, and the rest of mankind. Is it okay if I'm up anyway to stay up, to just stay up for Chatzos, which is calculated as being 6 hours? There are different opinions on this, but the opinion of the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, and Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, on this is that the way we calculate Chatzos is, it is 6 hours from Tzeis HaKoychovim, from when 3 medium-sized stars are visible. On the night of Shavuos, we're given the privilege, this zechus, of staying awake the entire night. We stay up, we turn the night into day, and we try to fill the night with Torah. There is a custom that stems from the time of the Shiloh HaKadosh, the Beis Yosef, going back to the time of the Beis Yosef, of the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which some people occupy themselves with during the night of Shavuos, where we recite the beginning and the end of every single parsha in the Torah, and the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Ksuvim, and then we go into the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemara. We go through every one of the 60 Mishnayos, and we do the beginning and the end of each and every one of them. The Shiloh HaKadosh presented this, and many tzaddikim and rabbonim followed this custom. The beginning and the end implies the concept of going up and coming back down. We know Moshe Rabbeinu, it says he went up to Har Sinai and he came back down. The Pasuk says, Novi v'hachayos, the angels, rotzoi v'shoiv, that the relationship with Hashem, there is nobody who is able to go up without coming back down. The concept of reading the beginning of each parsha is a concept of aliyah, moving forward. The concept of closing each parsha, reading a little bit from the end of Siyum, is a concept of coming back down. We show that we want, that even if we're not privileged to be able to complete every parsha, every mesechta, we want to connect with Hashem, we want to come close to Hashem, and we know that the connection to Hashem is this Aliyah and Yerida. It involves going up and coming back down. This is the Avodah of Shavuos. This is the Avodah of Lag BaOmer. This is Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is Avram Avinu. It starts from the Vayihi B'Chatzi HaLaila, and the one night of the year, one night of the year, where we're given this privilege that even the first half of the night, which represents Midas Hadin usually, it's a time of judgment, it's a time of the Sitrachra, the Klipos, we're told that the night of Shavuos is different. The night of Shavuos is a night of awesome chesed, awesome kindness of Hashem, and a Jew who is privileged to be up, to avoid sleeping during that night, and to daven shachris nates, to say the Shmon Esrei at the time of sunrise, which is when the Red Sea split. Vayhi bashmoiris haboiker is zoicha to make a connection to Hashem and to holiness and to the Torah that can only be achieved on that night.